This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, right across Australia on the Community Radio Network, this is QNN, a look back at the events of the week in news and sport, important to gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, and intersex communities. QNN.
Hi there, I'm Matthew Wade and this is your QNN update. A Queensland paramedic's emotional plea for marriage equality has gone viral after he opened up on Facebook about how marriage equality would affect his life. He said, "Let me put this into perspective. You will let me into your house at any hour of the day and you will throw your sick child into my arms and beg me to help. So who are you to say that I'm less of a person and don't deserve equal treatment under the law?" His post was shared more than 17,000 times and received almost 70,000 online reactions. And a handful of Australians have given their mailboxes a drag makeover to encourage passers-by to vote yes for marriage equality, should the government's postal survey go ahead. The newly established Facebook group Drag Mailbox has been posting images of mailboxes that have been branded with the words yes and equality as a means to raise awareness around the federal government's upcoming postal survey on marriage. Australian mum Kate said she came up with the idea after her six-year-old River suggested it might be a great way to create awareness around the importance of marriage equality. The Tiwi Islands Sister Girls say the upcoming postal survey for marriage equality could be a waste of time in communities like theirs where people may not understand the process. Given most people in remote Indigenous communities don't speak English as their first language, the Sister Girls have said it's frustrating that there's a website that needs to be used to register. They added that the process would be simpler for people to understand if it were held as a compulsory vote similar to election polling, which Tiwi Islanders are familiar with. And the Victorian government has announced it will provide $1 million to support the LGBTI community through the federal government's postal survey on marriage equality. Minister for Equality Martin Foley announced a $500,000 funding package to help mental health services and LGBTI organisations keep up with the heightened demands as a result of the vote. The funding has been added on to the $500,000 already announced by the state government a few months earlier, when the federal government announced it had put money aside for a potential plebiscite. Constitutional lawyers say there is a reasonable chance that the postal plebiscite on marriage equality could be stopped by the High Court. It could be shut down because it falls outside of the ordinary functions of the Australian Bureau of Statistics and because there's no legal basis for the $122 million funding. However, legal experts have said that High Court challenges currently posed to the survey could go either way. And a row has broken out over an online article in which four-year-old Prince George was discussed as becoming a gay icon overnight. Fred Nile of the Christian Democratic Party has condemned the article, saying the article is an underhanded attempt at promoting a divisive agenda of radical social reform by abusing the symbolism of the royal family. He added, "No child, especially of a potential future monarch, should be exploited for ideological purposes this way." And the Pharmaceutical Advent Benefits Advisory Committee has decided to defer the listing of HIV prevention drug PrEP on the Pharmaceutical Benefits Scheme. PrEP was approved by the Therapeutic Goods Administration in May last year, paving the way for the sale of the medicine known as Truvada, but without federal subsidy, it remains too expensive for most people. ACON, New South Wales' leading HIV prevention and LGBTI health organisation, has committed to continuing to advocate for affordable access to the groundbreaking drug. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Thanks, Matt. Trans cyclist Gillian Bearden has been accused of having an unfair advantage in the Colorado Classic because she used to compete as a man. Commentator Laura Ingraham and other social conservatives criticised Bearden for racing with women, despite the fact that she didn't even crack the top 30 and finished 11 minutes behind the winner, Sarah Poitevin. Gay Olympian Tom Bosworth has called on more athletes to come out. The competitive walker says officials, particularly in soccer, must do more to create an accepting atmosphere so players can be open about their sexuality. Bosworth says he's not sure if an English footballer will ever come out because anti-gay attitudes in the sport are still rife in stadiums and online. And finally, after becoming the first out gay ref in English football, Ryan Atkin now says that homophobia should be treated the same as racism. Atkin came out in an interview with Sky Sports last week and says the reaction has been mostly positive, even from countries where being gay is illegal. He told Lorraine Kelly people should be removed from stadiums and receive bans for anti-gay comments, just like racists do.
We've already seen from Twitter when players have made homophobic remarks how they've been dealt with, yeah. And maybe now that needs to go towards fans where they're making racist comments, they get dealt with. It should be the same for homophobic chants.
With the QNN Sports Update, I'm Tanya Lewis.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
Thanks to a dedicated team of volunteers. That was QNN. QNN is produced at Joy 94.9, Australia's only radio station dedicated to providing informing, uplifting and empowering content for the diverse gay and lesbian communities. QNN is funded by the Community Broadcasting Foundation and heard nationally each week on the Community Radio Network. Follow QNN on Twitter at QNN Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.